from you about Jake and how long will he be available this week?
Similar to last time, with the shoulder. And so the MRI was very similar. Popped out. They popped it back in inside or on the field. And he's real sore right now, so it's just a matter of waiting a couple days to see really where it is so they can get a full examination on it. So we'll know more probably tomorrow or the next day.
Are you less optimistic about him going this time around as opposed to week two?
Well, I think he's a little sore today than he was last time, but I mean, those things can change day to day, so I think it's just a matter of trying not to predict anything and just wait and see how he is, tomorrow. To see if he's a lot better tomorrow than he is today, that's a good sign. And take it day by day, and then they'll be able probably be able to evaluate him better then.
Do you anticipate a fraction during the course of the week?
Well, that's, I don't know. I mean, if he feels better, obviously he would. But at this point, we don't know that.
Did he experience any structural damage to his shoulder?
No, not that they're aware of right now. Like I said, his MRI was very similar to last time, so just a matter of, I think last time he healed and responded a lot quicker than we all thought. So now it's just a matter of seeing how he does this time around.
Is this the type of injury that is going to keep, if he doesn't sit out and rest it for a while, it's going to keep lingering and keep running the risk of popping it back out?
You know, obviously rest is better than playing football for any injury. Not playing anymore would be safer for all of us, I guess. But I don't know that that he would sit out for that reason, no. I think it's more of, unfortunately, he got a hit that wasn't even where he got hit. It's how he landed. So it just, unfortunate how the way he landed created the problem again. But, I don't know. I mean, I really couldn't answer that question probably.
What's his attitude usually like, and how do you anticipate it being?
His attitude?
Right. I mean, you anticipate him saying, I want to play, put me out there, and potentially have to.
Well, I hope he's at that point. I hope he feels that good like he did last time. Like I said, last time it surprised us, a lot of us, I think, how quickly and how good he felt within 48 hours or 72 hours of that injury last time. I hope he's that way so we can make the decision on what's best for him and the team at that point. And we'll find that out in the next couple of days. But again, we don't feel he can function and play. Obviously, he won't play.
What's he supposed to do in that play? I mean, it seemed like the protection was pretty clear. He had five linemen, had one covered blitzer. What's he supposed to do on that play? Just get rid of the ball badly?
Yeah, it's a three-step drop, which means you're down in a tough area. So it's one of those. It's almost like. Catch and pitch. You know, you catch the shotgun snap, and the ball's pretty much out pretty quickly. He didn't do that. He decided to hold the ball to make something else, to try to see if he can get something else to develop, and then didn't. He thought he had a little more time than he had. So the ball should have been out and could have avoided the play.
Was he supposed to slide the protection?
No, it was. That's like I said. There's nothing he could do there. They bring six, you have five. Someone's going to be free. The guy that was closest to the play was blocked. The furthest guy away is the guy who tried to leave free. That's the guy who hit him. And that's just the ball's got to be out, or he's got to run. Or, I mean, obviously you want a different outcome than the one we had.
How much extra reps and practice help Matt in the event that he's your guy on Sunday? The last time I know you split reps with him, do you anticipate doing something similar?
I think it's just be a matter of see how things are Wednesday. If I hope we're in that situation, we have to decide what reps to use. So, we'll worry about that on Wednesday.
How did Matt play? And did you tell that he maybe was a little rusty from that?
Yeah, I think when you don't get the plays and the feel of the game, it doesn't matter if you're a veteran or not. I think when you last couple weeks of not getting a chance to play in real time and real game speed and on the road, it's hard to just to come in there. He came in there and completed a couple passes early, which was good. We had two interceptions. The ball was behind. We all know Taylor got batted up in the air and made an easy interception. But the other one I thought was more not his problem. The one at the end of the game was more the receiver than him.
Is it fair to say that Matt doesn't practice on Wednesday? Jay doesn't practice on Wednesday?
Well, I think it's just a matter of how he's feeling, too. I mean, he's a guy that if we felt he could practice Thursday and Friday, then we'd look at it, but we wouldn't rule him out necessarily that soon unless it was more of an injury for an injury. If we felt he was coming on doing well, then, I mean, last time he played, he was limited on that Wednesday, so we'll just wait and see.
They pop it back in on the field, or did they?
Pardon me?
Did they pop it back in on the field?
I'm not sure. I thought they did. Like I said, once we realized what it was, and it was similar to last time, they want to get him to examine, so I'm not sure exactly where, they, you know, if it was on the field, if it was once they got him inside, you know, how it ended up being.
On that second interception, the one, or excuse me, on the first one, but with Taylor, did Taylor do the right thing? Is there anything he could have done? Did he try to bat it down?
He's just trying to make a play. He's reaching back, trying to make a play. I mean, I don't think there's much you could do about it. You need a better ball thrown to him. And I don't know what else he's trying to turn to make a play. He doesn't know someone's going to be behind the catch. He doesn't know the ball's going to be batted up. I mean, that's all things happening at the last second. He's just trying to make a play. He played hard all game, and, you know, that's just one of those plays that you wish would throw a little better, and maybe we make a play instead of them making a play.
How about the Zangin situation? It seemed like it was a pick the ball, that he had to do a better job.
On which one?
On the pick that the ball was intended for Zangin.
Yeah.
He had to do a better job of putting himself in position.
I think it was partly route. Was part of it. That ball shouldn't have been intercepted.
Should not have been.
No.
Is that more on
the receiver?
Maybe not being precise. Okay.
All right. That's more on the receiver side than the quarterback side. The other one was on the quarterback. That ball is thrown behind him. He should have stepped into the throw. He knows that. Made a better throw there. There was pressure, you know, as he was letting go of it, but he needed to step up and just deliver a better ball.
What was the CJ's runs yesterday that came between the tackles? Is that something you want to see more of moving forward, or was that more of a game plan thing?
That's something we've done a lot with him. It's something we had in versus, I mean, we do all the, it wasn't a lot different. The amount of yards he got was different, but as far as the plays and the formations, things we've done before were similar. I mean, that's the type of defense, so we thought where the runs would come. It's no different than we played San Diego thinking the same thing. They play a very similar type defense. Patriots, similar type defense. We were going to stick with what we thought was working there in that first, the first three quarters when we were, running the football a lot.
I know that obviously the offense gave up 14 of the points yesterday with the two pick sixes, but how disturbed are you that you've given up 34 points in every, at least 34 in every game so far this year, and how do you fix that?
Well, I think yesterday we did a lot of it. After the first drive, the two drives where they made some plays on us throwing the football, and as their offense does, I thought the defense really again settled down and played pretty good the rest of the day. They ran for 100 yards. I think they're averaging 3.1 a carry. Foster had, was averaging, I don't know if he got 3.2, 3.3, so we did a good job shutting him down. They didn't make a lot of big plays on us. It's just the fact that we didn't make any plays on them. They didn't make any mistakes on their side of the ball. They didn't turn the ball over. They converted. We stopped them on quite a few third and ones. Gave our offense a chance. It was 14-7 late in the middle of the second, third quarter. We had penalties that hurt us, and the pick got us in trouble. So we were there. Yards are now 14-7. And we have to do something right there. We got to tie it up. We got to get competitive there. And then, like you said, the touchdowns came after that. The piling on came after that. In most of these games we played, same thing with the Detroit game. Those points at the end. So yeah, I mean, obviously last year we did a better job with that. We got to, we have to, obviously try to reduce the amount of points we're giving up.
The Thompson penalty that negated the return was a legitimate call after watching.
They're just called. They're tough calls to take because they could be called a lot. Those guys in there on the punt turn on both sides of the ball. You're grabbing, you're holding, you're trying to hold guys up from running downfield. He's got to be smart not to have. It ended up that his guy ended up on the ground. So yes, can they call that play? Yeah, they could. You want them to call. The thing about officiating, like I've said before here, when we used to talk about officiating a lot, is just so it's consistent on both sides. That if they're going to call that on us, they're calling it on them because the same things are happening on both sides of the ball throughout a game. And that's part of the only part you usually get upset about. So that could have been called, yes. I could see where they think that both guys were trying to toss each other. His guy ended up going to the ground on the throw. And then, so that could be called. That's a 50-50. You may call it half the time, the other half you wouldn't. And it just so happens it's one on us that we return to the 30-yard line.
Anything in particular at the start of games, it seems like the other teams are getting a score pretty regularly on that first or second drive. Is there anything particular you're seeing from the early
going? You mean for our defense?
Yeah.
You wish we would. I mean, I wish there was something that we can say this is what the problem is. We come out ready to play. they converted some nice throws. I mean, we did a job in the first couple of play, first down. It seemed like we were doing a nice job, and then they made some. You know, they beat us on a not a pick play, but one of our receivers got picked off 80, and he made a big play there. Yeah, I think he had two in a row there. And the good thing is we settled down from there. I mean, you'd like to go out and go three and out. Believe me, that's the goal. But we weren't able to do it. And the good thing was once it was 14-0, I thought we absorbed the big shot. You know, that happens on the road a lot, the noise. It was 14-0. We finally come back and make it 14-7. We have a chance for halftime to make it 14-14. I mean, we're there. So whatever's happening in the beginning, we want to fix that and hold them to zero. But the point is we had a chance to get back in that game and make them nervous. And because they weren't necessarily playing their best game of the year. And if we could have jumped that thing to 14-14, you never know. The problem is we didn't do that. So that's our problem. So that's the thing, is we have to be able to do that. The opportunities were there again against a good football team at their place to, you know, give them a good scare in that third quarter. We could have tied it up and then see what happens and then see if they make a mistake. But unfortunately, we make the mistake. Now there's no more pressure on them. It's 21-7. And all of a sudden, now they can kind of do what they want to do and take their time. So that's where, as a football team, we watch the tape. That's the things. If we're going to win those games, we got to make those plays.
Coach, for other coaches say before, they like to break down seasons by every four games. Now that you've got four under your belt, what kind of grade would you give your team right now?
Well, that's easy. We're 1-3. We're not happy. Disappointed. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to be 1-3. We know we played a tough schedule. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but there's no excuse for it. We're not going to settle for 1-3. It's a That's how to look at it. It's a long way to go. I mean, that's one quarter we didn't play as well. We got two games in 10 days. We have to win both those games. And then we're 3-3, and then we can go from there.
I know you like probably Dave Stewart playing with a little bit of an edge. Did he cross the line yesterday, you know, like some of the Texans said he did?
I think crossing the line was on both sides of the ball. I don't think that's a one-sided thing. I think we do like the way Dave plays. I think, but Dave or any other player has to be smart not to hurt the football team while you're doing that. So he had two instances where he was called for penalties that he shouldn't be. He needs to know when to shut it down, no matter what's happening around him. He knows better than that. He's been known to be an aggressive guy, a guy that is the first guy around the pile, guy that's helping the backup, guy that's protecting your quarterback. He's all that, and you want guys like him, and you want that mentality. But you can't cross. You have to be smart where it becomes a penalty and playing stupid. And not playing smart, and he knows that, so he can't have that. But that was going on both sides of the ball. They play the same way, and that's why they're a good football team. They have guys that play hard and push and shove into the last second and try to get away as much as they possibly can, and that's football. And
with those penalties and Tommy Gamble on special teams, do you think that this team right now is undisciplined?
No, I mean I don't. That's Yeah, I guess you have to define what you mean by that, and undisciplined in what way. I mean, to me, Tommy Campbell's running full speed, trying to make it. He's got to make a decision in a split second. He thinks he has the angle to push the guy. He pushed him on his shoulder. They think it's his back. Next time the guy falls, so it's not necessarily he's undisciplined. It's a matter that he's got to make a better decision when he's in that position. If he doesn't have the guy, if he's running with him, he needs to be in front of him a little bit more, then they won't call the penalty. So it's a game inches there, but he's got to make a better decision. I don't know if that's because he's undisciplined. That he made that decision. I wish it happened once would have been enough, but he does it twice. I mean, he thought he had the angle, and the guy turned. The guy fell. I don't know if he pushed him or not. It's hard to tell. That they threw the flag on it, so it's hard to tell. Dave, I mean, to me it shouldn't happen. I mean, he's playing hard. He's got to know when to stop. I mean, two guys are blocking him. He can't swing. He can't do anything stupid to encourage it. So we're just not playing. We have to play smarter. I mean, I think, and that's an example of not playing smart. You have to know when you need to stop what you're doing. To avoid penalties, just like when you have a hit on the quarterback, you have to know when to pull back or pull the body language back so you don't make a bad decision. I don't think it's undisciplined if you hit the quarterback. You're working your butt off to make a play. In a split second, you have to pull off that guy. That's hard to do. So we got to get better at it, is what we have to do. No one's intentionally doing those things. But again, these are the things that hurt you in a football game. When you're playing a good football team, we can't have 8 or 9 penalties. And have one that in all the field position that's happening. Taylor Thompson cost us. We had 1st and 10 to 30. Instead, we're on our own 30. So, I mean, things like that we just can't afford to have done.
Did anything show up? You know, Matt, I think, mentioned that he saw Stewart get hit in the face post-play yesterday. Did you see anything show up on tape that he maybe did today to get a reaction out of him?
Yeah, all that stuff we send. And like I mentioned before, we send all that stuff into the league. that's on tape that we saw from the sidelines. You do all that for all plays, for holding plays, for situations where we think guys got hit late, quarterback got hit late, the running back. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on in the field, and obviously they're not going to see all that. It's hard when you're watching a game to see everything that happens. So that's the stuff as coaches we turn in to bring to their attention that these are some of the things that are happening that are being missed. And then they rule on what they see. So, yeah, there's things we saw that was going on that, like I said, it's a you wish to be called. Things need to be called both ways. That's all we're saying.
One of those is Chris Johnson. Maybe hit him as he went to the ground. That one of them
seen? Yeah, there's a few. I mean, there's things. I mean, that's the point is that there's plays, and that happens in a game. That, to me, that's part of it. I mean, that's what happens in games, that there's these guys, you know, you're not perfect. You're going to miss things as an official. Whoever's officiating the game, like I said, the guys that were doing them the first three games, the guys last week, we still missed a lot of calls. I mean, we, as coaches, we always think calls are missed, obviously. So, yeah, we turn them in, and, you know, they'll give us their opinion on it. They may not agree with us. They may say, no, that wasn't late, or that wasn't this. Or, I mean, they'll give us a feedback so we can learn from there, too, on what they're looking at as far as and why they call this a penalty and not something else a penalty. And as a team, you're just looking for consistency, that if they're gonna that they're seeing that the same way as they see this. And that's when you get, you know, concerns, you know, that's when you see arguments about, you know, but you can't get caught up in that. I mean, we didn't win the football game yesterday, not because of the officials. Yeah, you know, we need to make more plays, and then we would have won the game.
Looks like your offensive line certainly get a much better push in the running game. Did you see anything in particular that was going on differently than you'd seen?
I think it's a very good defensive group. They're ranked second in the league, I guess. Before we played them, one of the best against the run. It just shows it doesn't necessarily always work that way. We matched up well, I thought, that way. We got opportunities yesterday to run the ball more. We ran it 25 times versus 10 one game, 12 one game. I think we got a feel for what they were doing. We were getting fits good. And you saw a successful running game. And I thought it was successful from the beginning. I think we had one bad run the whole day as far as a negative run. And I thought for the most part, even before we got to, well, it's the fourth quarter, that we were running the ball pretty effectively when we wanted to run the football. So that was a good thing to see. I was happy for CJ to have some success doing that, for the line to have some success. You know, you have to look for the positives in something when it doesn't go well, because, I mean, we have to go on the next week and play Minnesota, and we need the running game to be a big part of the offense. So, yeah, it was good to see us have a little more success than we've had.
How did Leroy grade out in pass protection? It looks like he did pretty good against JJ.
He did well, and he got beat for a sack. I mean, he got beat. He got around him. You know, overall, I thought he played well. But again, we had four sacks yesterday, and three of them were guys getting beat one on one, which we don't have happen very often. It just so happened the quarterback stole the ball, but we had three of the sacks were guys getting beat. One was the first one on Jake, which was coverage. You know, was a scheme sack. So we gave up three yesterday at the offensive line.
Did Leroy have two of those?
Yes, he had two and. The left guard, Hutchinson, had one.
Okay. I mean, how do you look at it? I mean, obviously, J.J. Watt's a tough, is a low, but a guy can have, you know, 50, 55 good snaps on him, but not two bad ones. I mean, does that make you grade him, especially tough when a guy gives up a sack, you know, when you use a bad?
Well, that's the thing. That's the life of an NFL lineman, because that's all people watching the game see. They don't see what he did. I mean, he's a good football player. We all know that, but you don't see the rest of the game when he's being locked out, you know, maybe another 20 times, but that's the life of the NFL. You get a sack, all you hear about is the guy who had the sack, and you know, what do you do the other 60 plays? I mean, so, yeah, that's disappointing for the lineman, obviously, because it hurts that you created a negative play, especially if the quarterback, if it created the ball came out or created a fumble like happened in the Patriot game. We gave up a sack, turned into a fumble. That's a nightmare for an offensive lineman, and so, yeah, those are plays that are hard to take, but that's the way it is. The NFL is not fair. I mean, you have to be able to do your job, and you got to do it on every snap. You just can't. It's not like baseball where, you know, 3 out of 10, you're a great hitter. Football, O-line, it's got to be 100%, or hope that the times you get beat, the ball's out. You know, if he beats me, hopefully the ball's already out before it happens so no one even notices it. But unfortunately, those are three times the ball wasn't out, and they made plays on us.
Was Kenny close at all to being able to give you anything yesterday, and what about his status for this week?
No, we didn't feel comfortable with where he was on Saturday. We're trying to run him a little bit. Knew that having to go out there and cut and do all those things, that wouldn't have been fair to him or the team. He wasn't ready to play. So, you know, obviously our hope is that he'd have a good chance to help us this week. So him and McCarthy – Yeah, I think McCarthy should be able to practice on Wednesday, as far as go out at least to individual and see where how his ankle responds to doing football stuff. And then same thing with Kenny would be kind of wait and see. But obviously we're more optimistic this week, you know, that he'll have a shot. So just a matter of seeing how his ankle comes to once we start working out.
His ankle, anything, you know, McCarthy's missed 3 games already, and Britt's
Yeah, his wasn't from the beginning. His wasn't quite as bad. I mean, he was never, you know, he didn't have to wear the boot and do all those things right off the bat, so his wasn't as bad. But, you know, he's playing a position that, you know, he has to do a lot more cutting and things like that, high speed. So we'll see. I mean, we need, you know, there are two of our best players. We need to have our guys back, and it's a big part of if we're going to win these next two we're talking about or this win on the road here, you know, we need both those guys back.
Have to keep running, no matter what happens, whether Jake's ready or not for coming weeks. Potentially have to keep Rusty Smith active just to avoid what could be a nightmare situation of being stuck with a receiver quarterback.
Yeah, I think if we'd have to make that decision. We've had in years past that's come up. We've kept three guys up for that reason. We'd have to see really where Jake was at. If it was worth having him up if he couldn't play. You know, even like last time, I don't know if we would have suited him up if we felt he couldn't play. We probably would have put him down and put Rusty up the San Diego game, for example. But yes, if we did other positions also. Offensive line, we always suit 7 up. If you get someone that's kind of tweaked a couple guys, then we'll suit up 8 that game. So if we're concerned for it, then yes, we would.
Mike, I'm not sure what your relationship, if any, is with Chuck Pagano, but when you heard the news, a fellow coach from the fraternity coaching, what was your reaction?
You know, I haven't heard much about it. You know, we've been knee-deep in what's gone on to our game yesterday and watching tape, so I haven't heard much of the details yet as far as what's going on there with him. So I you know, I'd love to comment once I hear more.
Zach Dial's got a number of more plays, I guess, this week than he had in the past. Any reason that Dial's got, you know, a number of snaps and
No, we wanted to get him in there. I mean, that was the week before. I think he played about 15, 18 snaps. We feel he's an explosive player. I mean, I think he had some nice tackles, you know, on the back. I thought he did a nice job filling quick. He just brings a different type of style, how he plays. So we just wanted to get him in there more. We thought Spoon was getting a lot of reps because he was playing nickel and base. So I think that worked out well yesterday with doing that. And we need to find out. We need to know more about him. We know what Spoon kind of can do, and it gives a chance to see Zach out there playing. And, you know, hopefully we'll have McCarthy back so that we can kind of, you know, work things around. But, I think that was good for him to play more. That was the intent going in, especially against a running football team. We thought he would fit nice into to help us stop the run, and he did.
Zach Brown shown you enough in his couple of games to maybe keep the weak side position? Can we call him back?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's good that he's getting a chance to play. He's, again, I think a lot of young guys, inconsistent, you know, that's probably, I could say about our whole team right now, right? I could probably say we're just inconsistent right now as a bunch. I think he's got some valuable playing time. He's learning what the speed of this league's all about. He's made some nice plays. He's learning on plays that he didn't make. So, he's, you know, like all young guys, I mean, he's a work in progress. And I think the more a young guy can play, the better he'll be able to help us as the season progresses. So I think this is very valuable for him as far as what we'll do when McCarthy's healthy. It just depends on to what level he's healthy and can he play every snap again or does he only play in certain packages. So that may affect who we have in there playing.
And Jared Cook, I know he didn't play probably as much as regularly, just try to keep him in contact a little bit.
We kept him out, I think, once in the fourth quarter, like that last – I think that's really when we we took him out. There was no reason for him to be out there at that point after we had the last turnover. So we just wanted to be smart on that with him because he got through the game, though, fine, as far as health, and so which means he should be – you know, even feel better this week so and be able to practice more this week. So that was a good thing for the game that we didn't – he didn't have any setbacks.
I'm sorry, just one other Mike Martin's – snaps up and includes a little bit down. Is this Martin doing something particularly well?
I think it was just a team we were playing. It was pretty much run play action, especially when we didn't get and they were trying to quick snap it. I mean, they were smart. They weren't going to let us get – they were maxed their 8-man protecting, 7-man protecting when they were going to take the shots down the field. They were able to run the ball. Like I said, if we didn't allow them – if we had tied that thing up at 14, then all of a sudden it's a different game. and then maybe Clue gets a play. You know, there's more passing going on and some some real chances at pass rush. But when we allowed the game to stay the way it was, then Mike Martin fits that game better. I mean, as far as the run, stopping the run, dealing with the cut blocks, you get a bigger body in there. So I think that's pretty much why the reps kind of got they go Carl's way.
I guess how unfortunate is that Jake's having to deal with shoulder injury from the start of the season. I know you guys want to turn him loose and get comfortable. Just setting him back, kind of.
I think it's hard. It's disappointing for all of us. I mean, we, excited we are about him and about his play. We thought people got a good shot that last week when you saw how he played last week in the Detroit game. And he was able to do a lot of things for us. That's how we saw him going forward. So I know it's disappointing for him, to have this, because there's no doubt it affected him in the second game after it happened, the Patriot game. There's no doubt he wasn't himself in San Diego. He didn't feel like he could do as much as he wanted. And then I thought the Detroit game, he started feeling better again. And then coming this game, I was excited to see what he was going to do against this team on the road. And so it was disappointing that he wasn't able to play this football game. And like you said, it's hard. I mean, you always want your best players playing. It's been hard to watch Colin McCarthy stand there since the first game. Kenny Britt not playing, the different guys that gotten hurt, but that's how this league is. A lot of guys get hurt, but all teams have the same problem, but it's hard. You want the best guys to play, so you think you can do a lot of things. You get excited about the season, then all of a sudden certain guys are missing, and especially with the quarterback. I mean, that's why we're lucky we have Matt here. We talked about bragging on having two. Unfortunately, we've needed him a lot more than we planned.
With that said, you said he was one himself against San Diego. Is it obviously go through your mind that it might be best just to, with two games in 10 days, to shut him down for a little bit and let him get better and you'd be better off with 100%?
Well, I think we'll have to wait and see how he is and where he's at. But even going back to the San Diego game, he was ready to play. When I say that, I mean it's like every other player. Everyone has – no one feels great on Sunday. I mean, everyone has – people like to put percentages on it. Everyone's sore. No one, I don't know if there's a 100% guy playing on a Sunday as far as your health. I mean, when you're playing the league, you have something that's sore. So it wasn't like he was limited in any way to play that game, just that he wasn't, when you're still nursing. We have to rehab all day. It's just like a burden when you have to go to practice, watch tape, and then on top of that you need treatment, in the morning and afternoon. It just adds to the routine of the week, I think, and just that's what I mean by it. It just kind of adds to the routine versus not having to do that. Health-wise, I think he was okay, but I think it's just that all of a sudden now you're rehabbing every day, and that just adds more to the grind. That you wish you didn't have to do, but that just comes with the job.
You know, you said injuries are part of every team, but do you feel a little stink bit? I mean, it's come at some really key positions for the Titans.
Yeah, it's been hard. I mean, losing a center. Even losing Eugene right off the bat, that you're starting center, that we knew he was going to be in the mix somehow, and then Kenny. We knew Kenny was going to come into the season limited, but to have him go out with an ankle after his knee's doing great, that was hard to take. After last week, we thought he was a guy that he could have made a big difference in this game yesterday. Having the quarterback thing going on, with this little uncertainty going on, McCarthy, I think, is a huge was a huge loss for our defense in this first quarter of the season. Not having him out there and just seeing where he'd be right now if he was playing all four games, as far as being a leader and being that guy, you'd say he's your guy, and you can see on the tape, and he's your playmaker. It just kind of got put on hold. So, yeah, that's hard to take, but like we said, we all deal with it, and hopefully we have those guys back for the next one.
Thanks, coach. We're good.